netyarrows.com. The unofficial Netyarrows archive site, article tile colon. Remembering Nick Ferguson, a tribute. Remembering Nick Ferguson, a tribute. Author, M. Gosha Date. 2023-12-075-53+0100 tags. Community, members comments. Open Remembering Nick Ferguson, a tribute. Image from Mobby Games. It's with great sadness to hear of the passing of Nick Ferguson on Sunday 8th October 2023. He has a private memorial page, friends and family of Nick Ferguson on Facebook, and are fundraising to buy a memorial bench for Nick Ferguson in his family's favorite place, Bushy Park, for friends and family to visit and spend time with him. Nick was a director of ID at Azure at Microsoft, but here he is remembered fondly as a passionate and energetic Netyarrows UK member, Rookie One. The mainstream understanding of the Sony Netyarrows is a 30-second soundbite sourced from Wikipedia. It typically goes something like this: Sony's underpowered, black, programmable PlayStation that sold for $750-$520 in 1997. Images from PlayStation Plus, bedroom DIY article. Back in the late 1990s, there was no concept of independent development, where anyone can publish anything to any store. You had to go through a publisher or onto a shareware compilation distribution. If you wanted to make games for a hobby or a living, the Netyarrows was the fastest and relatively easiest way of being exposed to real-world game development and the video game industry, and there was none more dedicated to Netyarrows than the London's branch of Sony Computer Entertainment Europe, ran by Director of Technology, Paul Holman, pictured above. Netyarrows was a lot more than hardware and software, if you were bright and had self-determination. Nick Ferguson had it, and he made the most of it. Image from Edge Magazine Generation Y, scanned by Bob scanned and shared the Generation Y article on his members' site, and wrote at the time. It all started off with an email from Nick Ferguson, back in the summer. Over the course of several emails, it was decided that we were all going to meet up in a pub in Soho. James recently wrote about that picture photo shoot for Edge Magazine's Class of 1999 Yarrows article. The photographer piled us all down an alleyway in London. Shortly after the photo, an angry chef burst out of a side door behind us, holding a meat cleaver. This may now be way exaggerated across retellings with Nick. The article was transcribed by Derek and shared here. Edge Magazine Christmas 2000 issue, E92, Generation Y. Nick is often referenced, yet he only started programming after finding out James had a Netyarrows and made a game, Snowball Fight. The next day, Nick started to teach himself how to program in C using a C for Dummies book. What he lacked in technical ability, he made up with creativity, humor, well-articulated thoughts, a keen video gamer, and movie buff. From the start, he documented his time with the Netyarrows in his world-famous Netyarrows diary, in the many Netyarrows news group posts, a member demos hub, a friend list, and also writing reviews for www.n64gazetta.com. To say Nick wrote a lot would be an understatement, and it was very appreciated, especially for many of us that didn't live in the UK or Europe. We were able to partake vicariously through his writings, especially for the very cool Industry Events (1998) European Computer Trade Show, ECTS. 2. 1998 Games Developer UK Awards, GDUC. 3. 1999 European Computer Trade Show, ECTS. Nick didn't just write though, he also made two Netyarrows games. His first game was Amateur Wars, and his second game was Mud and Blood, both on which are playable as PS1 ROM with his readme and source code being entertaining and interesting to read. His game Mud and Blood appeared in Australia's Hyper Magazine issue 065, March 1999-03, image from Nick's diary for March 1999 entry. Nick then got a job as a game tester, and went on to have an impressive career in the video game industry. Here are some mentions of Nick in Edge Magazine, the One Video Game Industry Magazine issue 031, small N64 question. Issue 072, small review score question. Issue 075, small review score question continued. Issue 092, Generation Y, Netyarrows article. Issue 128, small review score again. Issue 190, Class of 2000, Netyarrows article. Issue 212, Xbox Perfect Dark interview. Issue 215, MS Game Jam Camp article. Issue 274, PS1 20th anniversary article. Strangely enough, his Netaro's games were never put onto a UK Opzum cover disc, but people still found them, played and reviewed them. One such review on Amateur Wars reads in a similar style to Nick's own: fun, witty, informative and sincere. Amusingly, Nick referenced it in his GDC intro to ID at IA March 2022 presentation. Image of Nick's Twitter post. The full paragraph from the Mad Game Hall of Fame about the most unique feature I can point to is some wonky collision detection should your vehicles happen to collide, where you might be briefly stuck in one another, able to score an easy win by crashing headfirst and firing enough undodgeable shots. Although he might have removed it for later presentations, like in IGEA intro to ID at Azure.org 2022, he still had his Netaro's there in the background. YouTube video. IGEA intro to ID at Azure.org 2022. While the UK-based Netaro's experience was very special, it honestly would not have been the same without Nick. Nick was truly special in his own right. His passion for anything video games, writing talent, and fun-loving energy, British humour, and wit. We were very lucky to have him as a fellow member and community champion. Although most of us have never met, talked or even communicated recently, Nick's passing was a big shock and very saddening. Our condolences go out to his family and friends at this difficult time. Final words from his friend and fellow member, James recently wrote tributes over the last few weeks make it clear that Nick was very widely respected, and brought the same good self to everyone. It's very fitting that he's been awarded the Guildford Games Hero Trophy he previously had the honor of presenting, and that they've named it after him for the future. https://guildford.gamesawards2023 winners. Here's an interview he did with GG this year. I generously get a mention in his backstory. https://www.youtube.com/mendy46naivuid@azure. Supporting developers featuring Nick Ferguson video by Guildford Games. Netaro's Game Jam 2023. Netaro's community comments are open. Your name or alias required colon, your plain text comment required colon, your entered name and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.